For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. On Saturday morning, about 1,000 residents of various ages and races gathered in Rock Hill's Fountain Park to protest the death of George Floyd, a black man who died in the custody of four white police officers in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Floyd's death sparked protests in cities across the U.S. over the past week, calling for racial justice and an end to what protesters say is a history of police abuse and mistreatment of black citizens. While some protests have turned violent, including one in Charlotte Friday afternoon, the Rock Hill March was one conceived in peace as a way to bring attention to the plight of the black community. Reverend C.T. Kirk is the pastor of Sanctuary of Life Outreach Center. He was also the event's main organizer. He told the crowd before the march to be mindful of Rock Hill's reputation as a city where race relations are dealt with peacefully.
Don't let them know Rock Hill like they know Minneapolis, Minnesota.
That's right.
Don't let it be a killing that brings national attention to Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Tynetta Moore, a co-organizer for Saturday's protest, explained further.
Me and the Rock Hill Police Department, myself and our community organizations so far have a very good relationship. What we're saying today is that we want to make sure that we keep that good community relationship.
Moore says the city's police department has some amazing cops, her words, but that it's important not to just rely on a few key established relationships as the historically racially mixed city grows along with the rest of the Charlotte metro.
We just need to make sure that everybody has that relationship, because the truth of the matter is many of the police officers that are hired on at the Rock Hill Police Force may not come from this area. And we want them to know that we're here, we want to be heard, we want to be respected, we want to respect them, and it's all love.
It's also a matter of changing some of the ways things have worked in the city. Part of the reason for the march was to demand that city leaders introduce a citizens' review board, a system that allows civilian representatives to investigate allegations of police misconduct. Reverend Kirk called for a citizens' review board before the march. By the time it wrapped up, he was able to tell the crowd that City Councilwoman Nikita Jackson will be sponsoring the official effort to create one. News the crowd took rather well. I spoke with Jackson as the crowd dispersed.
So I'm going to take it back before, you know, the rest of the council and get it put on the agenda to see if that's something we would like to have. And not looking at it in a negative light, but look at it as a positive light. Look at it as being proactive as opposed to being reactive.
A report by the U.S. Department of Justice outlines the four types of oversight a citizens review board can follow. As Jackson and city officials develop ideas for a citizens review board, they need to consider whether it will be the type to investigate allegations of misconduct, review findings of an incident, recommend actions, or investigate the process by which police agencies investigate complaints. Jackson says that she will dive into the research and make sure that the plan is solid before anything is introduced officially.
You know, I'm going to do my due diligence before bringing it back to council, just to make sure we're doing it right, and just so that we can have something positive in place and not just throw something together. You
know, Rock Hill spokeswoman Katie Quinn says the city has no official response to Saturday's event so far, but with the event having ended peacefully, organizers and marchers say they want it to be an example of how to make a stand, have a good relationship between police and citizens, and be respectful. City resident Janice Welch, who grew up in the 60s and attended her first protest just Saturday, says that's the key.
Rock Hill's pretty good. We don't have this problem in Rock so far. But I just feel like we still need to show support for what's going on.
And she says everybody showing their support should do it in a peaceful manner. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.